How does a gorgeous 39-year-old mother of three seemingly vanish from her own locked bedroom? Why am I hearing so many different stories about where is Maya? Did she go for a Jeep roundup? I don't think so, because her Jeep is still parked right there at the home. Did she go for a walk to blow off steam? Did she go out of town? Where is 39-year-old Maya Miliete? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. First of all, listen to this. Of an angel. You are hearing Maya Miliete singing, playing guitar, just beautiful. But where is Maya? With me, an all-star panel to break it down and put it back together again. First of all, Paul Best, reporter of Fox News and Fox Business, and all the most recent news on the story of missing Maya Miliete is coming from Fox News Digital team, Paul Best and Jordan Early. He's with us now. Cheryl McCollum, forensics expert, founder of the Cold Case Research Institute. You can find her at coldcasecrimes.org. Dr. Angela Arnold, renowned psychiatrist, joining me out of the Atlanta jurisdiction. You can find Dr. Angie at angelaarnoldmd.com. James Shelnut, 27 years, Metro Major Case Detective, SWAT, now lawyer at shelnutlawfirm.com. Special guest joining me, Richard Drulier. Richard is Maya's brother-in-law, and Mary Cress Julier joining us. This is Maya's sister. The two of them have been on the search for Maya ever since she went missing. To Mary Cress Julier, first to you. Mary Cress, thank you, and Richard, so much for being with us. When did you first learn your sister was missing?
That was a weekend of the January 7, 8, 9, and 10. My sister Maya actually was looking forward to celebrating her daughter's 11th birthday on that Sunday. So she was actually putting together a birthday celebration for her. We're going to snowboarding. On that Thursday, January 7th, that was the last message that we got from her. We wanted to confirm that the celebration is still be on. And on January 8th, that will be a Friday, we didn't hear anything from them at all. She's offline, her phone is off. And she's the type of person that she's always on her phone. Like, she's always updating her, you know, her Facebook profile. You could actually tell she's always online, but all of their phones are off. My brother, who has a friend that we're going to be staying, who has a cabin, a friend that has a cabin in Big Bear here in California, is like, for the snowboarding. He was asking them if the birthday celebration is confirmed or not, because they need to get the key for that cabin. And so my brother was calling my sister May on her phone, my brother-in-law Larry, even the two kids. So he's been calling them, and all of their phones are off that day. So that was very unusual for them to not be online at all. So that was kind of alarm us a little bit on that Friday. So one of my brother, there's a lot of us. I mean, there's six siblings, so there's going to be a few brothers and few sisters here. So one of my brother went and checked on my sister May on that Friday afternoon after work for him. And then he when he got to the house, my brother Larry was there, and then, you know, he opened the door and he told my brother that my sister May has been in her room all day on that Friday, that she's been locked in her room. She locked herself in the room, and one of her daughter, her second daughter, she told my brother-in-law, I mean my brother, that my sister has been in her room for 11 hours. So that was, you know, but that was alarming. And then, but my brother-in-law Larry told my brother that they had an argument, a huge argument, the Thursday night, the night before. But anyways, my brother went and knocked on my sister's bedroom. He knocked, and, you know, of course, there's no answer. My brother thought that maybe my sister just wanted to be left alone, that she might be sleeping. So he didn't really thought much about it. So he left the house. And then the following day, Saturday, I thought, you know, that was kind of odd. She haven't been online. We cannot contact her. So I was very concerned. I told my dad to go check on her. And my dad lived with me. We're about an hour and a half away from them. So I told my dad to go check on my sister on that Saturday. They got to the house maybe about lunchtime. Larry was there. The kids were there. And then my dad and my mom went to the room and knocked on the door. And, of course, the room was still locked. But Larry has a key, so he was able to unlock the door. And then when they opened the door, my sister was gone. She's not there. At that time, my brother-in-law Larry told my parents that my sister probably had gone for an early walk or a hike, or probably somebody had picked her up for wine tasting, or she went out with her friends. So at that time, you know, that was very concerning. I was told she was not home. So me and my husband, Richard, on that afternoon, Saturday afternoon, we went to San Diego right away, because, you know, we couldn't find my sister. And then that's when we called the police that, you know, my sister was missing.
Guys, you are hearing the sister of May, also called Maya, Miliete, with me, her sister, Marichris, and Marichris's husband, Richard. Let me ask you something, Marichris. When your brother, one of your brothers, and your dad go into the home, what was the state of the home? Was it in disorder or disarray, especially when you finally got in your in her bedroom? And it just hit me while you were talking, Marichris, that the husband, Larry Miliete, had the key this whole time. We've been saying, oh, she locked herself in the room. I've never seen a grown woman lock herself in the room when she's got three children. Aren't they ages 4, 9, and 11, something like that? Because they're going to be at the door pounding on the door. Mommy, 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 I'm hungry, I'm this, I'm that. What mom's going to stay in there?
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, where is May, Maya Miliete? She's gorgeous on the outside and the inside. Worked special contracts, civilian for the military. She supported her family, seemingly in a happy marriage with three beautiful children, all these brothers and sisters that love her. Nobody can find her. It's only when she goes dark on social media in the middle of planning a birthday party for her child that the family gets suspicious. You know, Marichris, I'm going to circle back to you about why you decided to report her missing, but about the state of the home, Marichris, was the bedroom in particular in any state of disarray?
Yeah, it is. It was. You know, it looks like it haven't been done. Like somebody just probably have, you know, slept on it. And the whole house is actually just in disarray. There's boxes everywhere, but
boxes. Why are there boxes everywhere?
Well, yeah, it's because Larry's parents just moved out of the house. They used to live with them, but that December 22, they left and moved moved to Texas.
Gotcha.
So there were boxes. So it was kind of disarray. I mean, you know, there's a mess in the house and it's not organized.
You know, to you, Paul Best, joining me, reporter with Fox News and Fox Business, all the most recent news coming from the Crack Digital team there at Fox News Digital. And that would be you, Paul Best, and your compadre, Jordan Early. But let me ask you this, Paul Best. I know that you are a renowned reporter, but have you ever planned a birthday party for a child?
I got to say, I've never planned a birthday party for a child.
Okay, but, so Paul, let me tell you something. Being the mom of twins that have just turned 13, if you want to throw a party, as apparently May did, going for a snowboarding trip up to Big Sur, that takes a lot of doing. And what mommy doesn't do is go dark 72 hours before the big party. Right there. Something is way wrong, Paul. Bring me up to date. Paul Best joining me, Fox News, Fox Business.
Yeah, so I want to be clear. I mean, Larry Milliette, he's acknowledged that the couple had problems. He told KGTV, a local news outlet in San Diego, just a few days after Maya went missing, that they had their, quote, ups and downs in 2020. The latest news from our end, we've talked to two witnesses who have told us that Larry started last summer suspecting that Maya may have been seeing someone else. This is what he was suspecting. And that he immediately started making threatening
comments. You got any proof of that, Paul Best? Has a boyfriend emerged?
So I've talked to one source who has heard these conversations firsthand, who actually tells me that Larry started inquiring about potentially hiring a hitman to kill this supposed boyfriend in the late summer of 2020. Now, I know what you may be thinking. How serious was this actually? Is this a guy who's flexing his muscle? My source tells me that he mentioned it many times, several times throughout the fall of 2020, and that he, quote, seemed pretty serious about it. The last time that he mentioned it, the last two times, was on Christmas Day, which was just a couple weeks before Maya went missing. And then on January 4th, just a few days before Maya went missing. Again, I haven't been able to confirm how far along he got in this plan, but the Chula Vista Police Department has told me they're aware of this allegation. They've investigated it. But at the same time, we're, you know, 3 months later after Maya went missing now, and the Chula Vista Police Department tells us that they have no evidence of a crime. They have no suspects or persons of interest in this allegation or Maya's disappearance more generally.
Okay, I'm trying to digest everything Paul Best has just told me, joining me from Fox News and Fox Business. So Paul Best, this source is telling you of claims the husband, Larry Milliette, wanted to hire a hitman to get rid of the perceived boyfriend. Two questions. Is your source anonymous?
My source is anonymous. They fear for their safety. They have a family. And for that reason,
did they go to police, Paul? Did they go to police?
They have told police. They have told the Chula Vista detectives about what Larry allegedly told them. But again, the Chula Vista Police Department, the last time I talked to them on the phone was Sunday, and they told me, look, we're aware of the allegation. We're investigating it. We're investigating a lot of other leads. But they're adamant. They have no evidence of a crime right now.
Paul Best, do we have any evidence there was a boyfriend?
This is all Larry's thinking is what I'm getting from the suspect.
Does that mean no or yes?
I have not confirmed any sort of boyfriend on my end.
Okay, gotcha. Guys, with me, Paul Best, Fox News and Fox Business. You know, to you, Dr. Angela Arnold, psychiatrist, joining me. Have you noticed, did you hear what Paul Best just said? He said the Chula Vista PD says they have no evidence of a crime. This woman did not just leave her three children in the middle of planning a birthday party. I think, Mayor Chris, wasn't it for the 11-year-old little girl? Was that who the party was for?
Correct. She's just turned 11, yes.
So, I mean, Dr. Angie, she's not going to walk out on her daughter's a big shindig. No, that's not going to happen. I mean, how can the cops believe that no crime has occurred?
And what basis do they use? I mean, what do they have to see to say that a crime has been committed?
I don't know. You know what? That's a good point. What about it, Shelnut? Your 27 years Metro Major case. What about it? What's the holdup?
No evidence of a crime. Come on, look. No person of interest. I'll tell you who I'm interested in. I'm interested in this spouse. This lady supposedly locked in her room. He doesn't see her. He's got a key. He doesn't go in and check on her. They've got marital problems. Supposedly the last person to see or hear from her. This lady breaks her norm. You know how important it is, habit evidence, you know, what they do on a daily basis as a victim, you know, learning what their characteristics and routines are. This lady has fell off the map. She's normally talking with her family. She goes.
She lives on social media when she's not taking care of her children and not working her rear end off. She loves social media. So why is she suddenly just gone? So Shelnut, again, husband Larry Migliette has not been named a person of interest, has not been named a suspect. In fact, Chula Vista PD say they don't even know if a crime has occurred. Cheryl McCollum, it would be a cold day in HELL that my husband got to take to his bed for 11 hours. N-O. And you know, I would be dead if I did not come out of the bedroom for 11 hours to take care of the twins. That's not going to happen.
Well, let's point out the obvious that nobody has said yet. He had a key. He let himself in, which means the bedroom door was locked from the outside. She didn't lock herself in that room. He could lock her in that room. That's very telling to me that there's a locked room that he's walking around with a key to that supposedly she's on the other side of the door. Number two, she was also supposed to meet with a divorce lawyer the day that she went
missing. That's right. You know what? Let me follow up on what Cheryl McCollum. That's why she's the founder and director of the Cold Case Research Institute. That's why she's the forensic expert for pointing out things many people miss. Let me go to Richard Julier. This is Maya's, May's brother-in-law. Richard, what about that text, the text or the email that the husband, Larry Migliette, sent of May, Maya, and him, and it looked as if blood was spattered all over it, candles and flowers all around it?
Yeah, that's that picture that he sent out to, I think it was a family member or a friend. That wasn't directly sent to me, but it's extremely odd, the behavior from a husband. I know he was desperate to save the marriage.
Well, sending out a blood spattered picture is not a way to do it, as far as I'm concerned, Richard.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we're talking about the disappearance of a gorgeous young mom. She's not just a mom. She's a contract specialist with the military. She loves her Jeep. She's active on social media. She's raising three children. And she's beautiful on the inside and the outside. You heard her singing a few moments ago. Let's play May singing again. Now, she was just singing, "You Were Meant for Me." Let's hear her sing, "I Can't Help Falling in Love with You." That's our cut number one.
Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Maya Migliette singing, and I can only assume Mary Chris Julier, this is May's sister, she was singing that to husband Larry Migliette?
I'm not sure.
Well, I know this, she's got a voice like an angel. Has there ever been a time, Mary Chris, that your sister has been incommunicado for this long?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, no, maybe from her family, her side of the family, no. Maybe we don't, we have this social media messenger that we always
keep in touch, you know, whatever it is. We just, you know, text each other. But no, never, ever this long. Maybe like a few days or maybe a week will be the most. As I said, you know, we are a big family. We always have, you know, parties almost every other weekend, celebrate birthdays. But yeah, no, she's never been, you know, not communication at all for this.
But what do we know specifically about her disappearance? Take a listen to our friend Vanessa Van Height at ABC 10.
When did you first notice that May was missing?
Saturday morning.
Okay. And tell me...
Her parents came by.
Mm-hmm. Just tell me, kind of walk me through like the last time you saw her and what was going on.
Thursday night. You know, like we got into a kind of an argument. And, you know, we've been having, you know, like, problems, you know, for about a year. We've kind of, like, been up and down and stuff like that. But after that, you know, I give her space.
Okay, give her space. But why is it to you, Richard Juliet, the brother-in-law, that he doesn't know she's missing until the dad and mom come over and they unlock the door?
Yeah, I couldn't explain that. I mean, if my wife was missing for 2 hours, 3 hours, without knowing where she's at, I'd be going crazy. It's just an odd behavior. Everything about Larry that day, it was very just off the wall. He was from what I heard, when my brother-in-law, JR, showed up, he was very nervous, kind of like shaky, kind of like wondering why he was there, because he didn't expect JR to show up at the house that Friday to look for his sister. So, and then for the daughter to just scream, "Oh, mom's been in the room for 11 hours out of the blue without being asked, where's mommy?" She just said, like, she was like, from what JR told me, he said, yeah, she just blurted out like she was told to say that.
Where are the children right now, Richard?
The children are with him right now, with Larry. They're taking to anybody. He's not replying to any of the phone calls or text messages. Like my wife said, we have a lot of birthdays that have passed by in the last couple of months. My daughter just turned 18. We invited him and the kids to celebrate the 18th birthday with us. He has, you know, no response, zero response from him. He's keeping the kids close to him, and you could only imagine why. Maybe, you know, unfortunately, we have no answers to why.
Well, you know, I've been noticing everything your family is doing. You have a prayer vigil every day at 5:01 p.m. signifying May's birthday, which was May 1. You have a weekly Zoom prayer chain going, a prayer meeting. You have conducted multiple searches. You have gotten Lamar Advertising, has donated a billboard of Maya's picture and the tip line, 619-691-5151. You're doing so much to try to find her. You've had vigils. You've had a run, a marathon run to bring attention to her missing. While it's my understanding the husband, who was not a suspect or a person of interest, has lawyered up and stopped talking to police. Paul Best, Fox News, Fox Business. Is that all true?
That is all true. Fox 5 in San Diego first reported on February 3rd, which is about 3 weeks after Maya went missing, that Larry had retained a lawyer and he stopped cooperating with police. At this point, from my understanding, he had already kind of kept the kids close at home. He had not gone out and assisted in any of the searches or anything like that. I also want to make another mm-hmm. kind of element to this clear. Billy Little, he's a attorney with the Cold Case Foundation who has been helping Maya's family over the last few months. He actually walked through the house on January 11th, so 4 days after Maya went missing. Maricris mentioned earlier that the house was kind of in disarray under normal conditions. Billy said, and Billy has talked about this in media, he told me this, that the air conditioning was on full blast whenever he walked in, windows open. He said it looked like Larry had been cleaning. He also described what he said is a freshly repaired hole next to the door handle of Larry and Maya's bedroom door. He said it was fresh to the touch, and he told me that Larry at the time blamed it on Maya. Now, I asked Larry about this. I asked him, one, if there was a hole in the bedroom door, and I asked him, two, if it's freshly repaired. He gave me a blanket no, so it's unclear which of those two questions he was responding to. But again, you know, and then so Billy Little, that all came on January 11th, and then it was another 2 weeks, nearly 2 weeks, before the Chula Vista Police Department acquired a search warrant to search that house. So then on January 23rd, 2 weeks after that, they did go. It seemed extensive. They were there for about 7 hours. They used canines. They searched the house in and out. So they would have gotten to it at that point. And I asked the Chula Vista Police Department, you know, they've been mum on sharing any sort of evidence or updates on the case. I asked them about this hole in the bedroom door. And again, they told me, you know, we are investigating it, but we have no evidence of a crime.
To Maricruz Juliet, and this is Maya's sister, what do you make of that? Are Chula Vista PD telling you something other than they don't see evidence of a crime?
Yeah, it is actually heartbreaking and frustrating for us, the family, you know. But I told them, you know, at the beginning that I trust them. I don't know how, you know, the legal system is, or, you know, the authority works. So we are depending on, you know, on their investigation. So we don't know better. So that's what I'm saying. So we're just depending on them, and we trust them. I told them, you know, Chula Vista Police Department, I trust them. So I really don't know. But right now, as Paul has said, we have Billy Little that's been leading us. So we are following his guidance, right, and his instructions.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we are talking about the disappearance of a 39-year-old mother of three in the midst of planning her 11-year-old daughter's birthday party. Then suddenly, it all goes dark. According to the husband, who's been sending very unusual texts and email messages, she took to her bedroom for 11 straight hours, and lo and behold, when the door was open, Cheryl McCollum, she was gone. Guys, take a listen to Larry Milliet, the husband, speaking to Vanessa Van Hyt at ABC 10.
So you got into an argument, and then the last time you saw her was actually in the house?
Yes, okay. Thursday.
So she and she didn't take a vehicle?
No.
No one saw her leave?
No, but on Friday, I could still hear, but I didn't physically see her when I got home. But that's like normal too, because we, you know, we have lots of bedrooms, it's a two-story house, and, you know, we kind of like, well, I give her space. So, but that's why every time someone says Thursday, yes, it's physically, you know, or, you know, visually see her. But for me, it's Friday night, you know, I can hear her like rustling around, making dinner for herself in another bedroom. I'm sleeping with the kids in another bedroom.
Okay.
So upstairs, and she's downstairs, kind of deal, like kind of like a roommate thing. It's okay. Kind of like giving each other space.
Wait, did I just hear him say she was making dinner in the bedroom? Did he just say that? Okay. Maricruz Juliet, is it true that your sister had filled out all the paperwork, the intake form, to get a divorce lawyer, and she was about 36, 72 hours before actually meeting with divorce lawyer when she goes missing?
Correct. So that's that Thursday. That Thursday afternoon, she filled out the divorce lawyer paperwork. She submitted it about two or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
To Dr. Angela Arnold, psychiatrist, joining me out of Atlanta, isn't it true statistically that the single most dangerous time in a volatile relationship is when the woman actually tries to leave?
Oh God, yes. Also, Nancy, imagine what's led up to that. That's what I'm sitting here thinking about. Imagine what has led up to her actually wanting to leave. Most women don't want to leave a good, stable, safe environment.
For their children.
Right.
Cheryl McCollum, but look at the evidence. No cell phone activity. The cell just goes straight to voicemail. No credit card, ATM activity. No indication that she has been seen, spotted. No friend has reported her to be with them. She's not at a wine tasting. She's not at a Jeep roundup or Jeep's parked right there at the house. What does she do?
Right.
Fly out the window.
Yep.
And another thing, what do you make? According to other sources, the husband, Larry Miglietti, who is not a person of interest, was sending up to 100 texts a day. Did you see that
Correct.
Text quoting
yes.
Proverbs? And I'm certainly
right.
no biblical scholar. I can't plead to that. But I read the text, and it's all about an adulterous woman's feet lead her straight to death, to hell.
Yep.
And
in the grave. Very clear.
I mean, Paul Best, let me ask
hold
you
on,
to
Nancy,
give...
Don't go away yet.
Hold on. I want you to know
haven't...
something, Cheryl, which you
okay.
may already know. Paul Best, didn't the husband show up to her place of business? Can you imagine
yes.
your husband
yes.
showing up where you work and claiming you're having an affair with a coworker and demanding the coworker be shipped off to some other location? Did that happen, Paul Best?
Billy Little has told me that in the course of his investigation, that Larry did contact Maya's supervisor about a male coworker. I've not been able to confirm that myself, but
I can just see my husband, David Lentz, tromping up the courthouse steps to go tell the district attorney. Okay, Cheryl McCollum, that was what I was going to tell you. Okay, weigh in.
There's another statement that we need to highlight. That's the statement that she told family. If anything happens to me, it was Larry. She's literally telling you, if I am harmed or go missing, Larry did it. So for law enforcement to say there's no evidence of a crime, sure there is. He talked about a murder for hire. He's the last one to see her. His own statement says they were fighting before she left to go to this wine tasting. There's 100 hours of surveillance.
Man, I'd like to get him on cross-examination. Okay, this
oh,
is what
Lord
I
yeah.
think they need to do, Shelnut. And Cheryl, just jump in when you want. They need to go through the home with luminol. I don't know if that's been done. Not just tracker dogs, but cadaver dogs. They need to get all the cell phone information, triangulate where the cell phone last was, where the husband's cell phone last was. You remember, we just saw that happen in the case of the rodeo queen who had her cell phone, who threw away the lover's cell phone, and the wife did. So we need to find where the cell phone was. We need to find out where his cell phone was, luminol, and cadaver dogs. What else, Shelnut?
No, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think you look at those things. I think, you know, you go back through the phone records. You try to establish exactly who was where. You know, you can triangulate and ping a person's location, you know, by determining, you know, what cell phone towers
right.
the phone bounced the signal off of. You know, and also here's something else, too. And I'm going to be very mindful that we do have family on the phone right now. But assume something happened to Mae. And she was moved from that house. You're going to want to look to see if there's any missing items from that house. You know,
exactly. So far, nothing's missing. Is that right, Mayor Chris Juliet?
Hey, Nancy.
What? Jump in.
His vehicle is going to be the money tree here.
Yes.
On that surveillance, they will never see her leave that house. Only him. The vehicle he used is where the evidence is going to be. I'm telling you. And the other thing, remember, all the cell phones were shut off at the exact same time. Every one of them. That's very
Nancy,
telling.
Something else, too, is I'd like to know, are there any missing things such as a carpet or some type of large item or trunk or anything of that nature that's missing from the house or that has been moved from the house to another
location? That's a really good question. Let me go to Mayor Chris on that. Mayor Chris, what about your sister's ID, her wallet, anything in the home that looks different? What can you tell me?
We were told by Larry that her cell phone, an ID, and a credit card, that's all she took with her, you know, when he said that she probably have gone hiking. Again, I don't really know. They have a lot of stuff, so I don't really know which ones are missing. So
a freezer was missing.
Yeah, the freezer was found. I looked into that, Cheryl McCollum. The freezer was found. Richard Julier, what can you tell me about anything taken from the home, about her cell phone? Have cops gotten her cell phone records or anyone else's cell phone records that we know of? Because I agree with Cheryl, between cell phone and vehicle searches, we're going to find something.
Yeah, unfortunately, the only thing I know that was taken from the house or moved from the house from Larry's family member was a freezer that he had. That freezer went missing, I believe it was Saturday. It wasn't at the house anymore. Billy Little did track it down. He did find it. It was at his uncle's house. He took a picture of it, but the Tapalanza family, we saw the picture. It looked like a different refrigerator, so we're not 100% sure if that's the same one that was in the garage at Larry's house that Friday, and we're not 100% sure if it's the same one that's in the picture. Billy Little did track it down, and it was at his uncle's house.
What's so significant regarding gathering all the surveillance video, such as from the home, if there is surveillance video from neighbors, from businesses along the way, a lot of that video tapes over every 36 to 72 hours. It's not going to be there forever. Mayor Chris Julier, what is the message you're sending right now to your sister?
It's always been a tough one. I hope she's still listening to us, that she's still out there. We're still holding on to that little hope that she's still out there, that she's still with us. Maybe somewhere, somehow that, she's being held on against her will and that she can't contact us. But I hope, and pray that she's still with us and, she'll be coming back home soon to us.
Mary Chris, do you believe your sister is still alive?
It is tough. I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping that hope, holding on to that hope that she's still with us. But we're preparing for the worst.
Guys, if you have any information, if you know or think you know anything about missing Maya Miliete, please call 619-691-5151. We wait as justice unfolds. Goodbye, friend.